Chrissy Teigen. I'm actively bringing up Chrissy Teigen. I'm bringing up Chrissy Teigen.
This is shocking.
I know. She's now saying she could be in the cancel club forever.
Oh, yeah. I saw that she was talking about getting canceled again. Why is she saying that she thinks she's going to be canceled forever? What reason?
Just because she's been going through all this, and it goes back to the Stodden thing. She thinks that nobody's ever going to let her out of this jail that she's in. And I kind of agree. I think she's canceled forever now.
Let me ask you a question. I think it's not okay that she bullied Courtney Stodden when she was 27 and Courtney Stodden was 16. That's gross. If we're going to cancel Chrissy Teigen for that, and by the way, people are also upset with Chrissy Teigen because then she got on Instagram, the kind of thing that you would privately tell your friends. She got on Instagram. She was like, I'm getting canceled. No one's talking to me or paying attention to me. And my life is terrible in her $18 million home with her nannies all around her, sitting there eating food being brought to her on fucking silver platters. No, I'm sorry. Nobody has any sympathy for you, bitch. I love her. That's the problem. I'm not against her. But if everybody is canceling her, even her fans are starting to turn on her because of her bullying and all of this, why is it that Chris Brown still has a career? How come he wasn't canceled? He beat up Rihanna. Mm-hmm. He was accused of beating up several women since. There was another woman just a couple of weeks ago that he was dating who came out and said, he beat the crap out of me. So now she's going after him. So how is it that he still not just has a career? If you watch as much sports channels I've been watching lately, the NBC News sports. Oh, my God. That's all I've been watching lately. Because first the Tour de France and now the Olympics. There's a commercial that keeps running over and over that Chris Brown is in. So he's making more and more money and he has new songs out every other day. And look, I
think for a certain population, he did get canceled and there's no way back.
No, like, he did not.
There's a certain population, like my people, me, my age, my age group people. We don't care. We want him gone. But there's people like Louis C.K. He ain't coming back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why is it Louis C.K. allegedly was jerking off on the phone while women were on the other end of the line and it was non-consensual? Why they didn't hang up the phone, I don't understand.
Or they were in the room sometimes, too.
Yeah, and sometimes in the room, and it was all non-consensual. I understand that, and he's canceled for good. Chris Brown beat the crap out of Rihanna.
Yeah, nobody crap out of nobody her. Has, nobody knows. I mean, that will go down as a mystery that nobody can solve.
Mike Tyson went to prison for raping a woman, and he is not canceled. I don't understand.
Mike Tyson was canceled for about 20 years. He finally kind of made it back. Not much.
Okay. All right.
You know, he was canceled he was canceled so much, he got no money. He lost his house.
Okay.
He lost his tiger. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened to him. But the Chris Brown thing, nobody can understand because it makes no sense at all. You know.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Look, I'm not into cancel culture, and I have to admit, I like Chris Brown's music, and I have a bunch of his songs.
See, and that's probably
the reason. I hate this about myself. See, I hate myself because I'm such a hypocrite. I am very upset that Chris Brown beat up Rihanna. He has apologized for it. He went to anger management and therapy for it, allegedly. But now we're still hearing that he's still beating women up, and that goes by the wayside. Nobody cares. But Kevin Hart tweet something that's homophobic, which is not cool, obviously. I'm just saying that the standard for who gets canceled and who doesn't is really, I don't understand it.
But there's a lot more men canceled than women. You can't use the men, women canceled thing because more men have been canceled because of all the crap that's been going on for 10 years.
Men deserve to be canceled.
I agree. Yeah, but
that's why. Women don't do half the things that men have done. So men deserve to be canceled. Men who are sexual predators, men who are aggressive, who are homophobes, all that stuff, deserve to be canceled, all of them.
Yeah, we can live without a Louis C.K. comedy special. We don't need that. So he can go.
I like him. He's funny.
He can go away. We're not losing anything. Right, Chris Brown has some good songs. You know, he's a talented guy, great dancer, whatever. But
no, and I hate myself because I've always been Team Breezy, and I, like I said, I've downloaded his songs, and then I'm mixed about it because I'm like, I love this song.
Yeah, I even have one of his songs on my
phone. But it's Chris Brown. I should really, you know, stick to what I believe, which is don't support domestic abusers. But then he apologized. You know, it's like, I'm torn. I don't know how to feel about this or what to do.
Yeah,
he apologized. He did his mea culpa. We've let him back in the fray. But then there's all these people that we have not let back in the fray.
But Chrissy Teigen, if we don't see her in the cover of Vogue ever again, we're not going to lose sleep.
That's true. No, she's had a very nice career.
Yeah, I think even John Legend canceled her. I think he's mad at her. So,
but I think that we should allow people to continue doing what they do, and then we vote on whether we want to cancel them or not by either stop following them, stop buying their products, right, stop seeing their movies, stop buying their books, stop downloading their music, whatever it is. If somebody has offended you, you can keep it to yourself and just don't listen to their music. Don't, you know, delete that stuff from your, like, I'm really torn lately because, no, I'm not torn at all. I've heard all the stories. J.K. Rowling is a horrible human being. I had no idea. And she's incredibly transphobic. And the stuff she's been saying lately is like, let me get this straight. So a creature can exist that is half pigeon and half horse, that's okay with you, but an actual human being who was born in the wrong body, who transitioned from male to female, that you don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand her at all. And a lot of people should be calling her out. Yet, you go to her Twitter page, she still has millions of followers. She still has people buying her books, telling her how much they love her and all this. So, where are all the people that are outraged? Stop following her. Stop buying her books. Stop watching her movies. Just if you hate her so much,
I wonder
don't participate.
If there's people that we can separate that because we love their art so much.
No, not a transphobe. I'm sorry. I draw the line there.
Well, I mean, it's like Mel Gibson. He had a hard time coming back from the crazy crap he did. And
being an anti-Semite?
Yeah. But it took decades for him to make it back into a movie.
I don't know that he's officially back either. Because if you remember, Hollywood is predominantly, there's a lot of Jews in Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't care to
work with
him.
He was in a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Right, right.
You know, Daddy's Home, whatever the hell it was called. So he's made it back into movies. But we could go our whole life and never see a Mel Gibson movie. We're fine.
I'd be fine with that, too.
Yeah, but we can I wonder if we can separate the Mel Gibson from the anti-Semite, if we can separate J.K. Rowling from Harry Potter. I don't know.
I can't. And it's funny because we started rewatching the Harry Potter movies. Cause it's been a long time since those have been out. And my boyfriend, like, read all the books, loves, big Harry Potter fan here. But then all the transphobic stuff started happening. I was like, I don't want to watch these movies anymore because it just... I feel like I'm participating in somebody that is transphobic and saying horrible things about women.
I know, but it's still Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So when you go back and look at the Mel Gibson movies in the past, you know, he made some good movies. So
yeah, Lethal Weapon, still a great series.
So do you not watch Lethal Weapon because of the person he's become?
No, it doesn't. I can separate that. I can separate that in my head. Chris Brown, I have a hard time separating it until he comes out with a good song. And I'm like, I like him.
Right. You know, that's my problem, too. I mean, that song they did with Omarion, I love that song.
The song he did with Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday. Great song. And we forgot about him. What he did in his past, just like that, because we love the song.
Well, no, I never forget about what they do, but it's definitely something that I go through where when I hear a song that I like and it's by somebody or a movie that I like or something that is good art and it's done by somebody that's a reprehensible person, I don't know. I have a hard time there. I have a hard time deciding, can I still enjoy this piece of art because I know it's done by somebody that is so awful and hateful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Sometimes I can do it. Sometimes I can't.
speaking of art and downloading art and somebody that is not hateful and horrible, download the new DG's album right now. That's the Foo Fighters doing BG covers. Mm-hmm. And they do a couple of other songs on it. It's probably the most amazing album I've heard in years. And it just came out yesterday.
All right, I'm going to do it right now then. I'll download it while you're talking.
Yeah, it's called DG's. Mm-hmm. And Hail Satan is the name of the album.
Oh my God, is it really? That's hilarious.
It's called Hail Satan. It's got a lot of BG songs on it, and it's got a couple of other songs on it that are really good. So, and it's in this new high fidelity Apple thing. That
okay, so it's Tragedy, Night Fever, More Than a Woman, You Should Be Dancing, Waiting on a War, Shame, Shame, Shadow Dancing, No Son of Mine, Making a Fire, Cloud Spotter. I don't think I know all these songs, but I'll get to know them.
Yeah, they're great. So it's a great album. And I love Apple Music now, because as soon as that came out, I went, huh, download the whole thing. Now I own it. I love that.
I love it. All these years later, you're still amazed by that. I remember when Apple Music was first a thing and we were talking about it on the air like years ago, and you're like, it's amazing. I find an album I like, I just hit download. And it's, you're still, all these years later, that's the, I love how that's the one piece of technology that you're still amazed by, that you can get an entire album in a matter of seconds.
In a matter of seconds. And all I have to do is hear it. You go, the new DG's is out now. Oh, download. It's mine. I own it. Before, when I was a kid, I had to wait for my parents to drive me to the mall so I could buy the album. If the store wasn't sold out of the album, mm-hmm. you know, but now it's just so I don't have to do nothing.
Okay, this will blow your mind. And this is how I've been downloading music lately. So Shazam doesn't exist anymore. It's now been incorporated into Siri. So if you hear a song, whether it's on a commercial or like the other day, I was watching Handmaid's Tale and there was a song at the end. I'm like, this is a great song. So I was like, Siri, what song is this? Make sure she doesn't come on.
Yeah, she's not come on.
So I was like, Siri, what song is this? And she told me what the song was and immediately linked to Apple Music and was like, do you want to download the song? I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like, now Siri and Apple are in cahoots. So they can, you can just ask her about a song and then she'll go and get the song for you.
But it's like $8 a month for every song you can think of.
Right.
And that's the hard part now, is you can't even think of all the songs that you want.
I know.
You've got to wait till it's at the end of a movie.
Oh, I put playlists together all day. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning the other day. I was like, I can't sleep. I'll put a playlist together and I'll spin tomorrow. I'll do a spin class. And I put a playlist together of like old school rap and old school R&B. I was like, perfect. I couldn't wait to wake up and get on the bike.
Well, now they're talking about millennials are now checking out Steely Dan for the first time.
What? No way.
Yeah. So they're now going,
my boyfriend is going to have a hard on when he hears this story.
There's this band called Steely Dan. I don't know, but how Steely Dan has become a cult favorite for millennials.
Tell me about how has it, because people used to make fun of me. So I grew up in a house that always had music on. My mother was a Broadway producer. My biological father, who I lived with at the time, was really into music. And there was always music on in my house, always. Mm-hmm. And they would play that kind of music, you know? So my boyfriend thought it was really fun and campy to be really into Steely Dan. But, you know, I had one up on him. I knew who Steely Dan was and I knew their music. We were like, we are the only two people of our generation that know and like Steely Dan. And that was our big joke with each other, is that like nobody knows Steely Dan of our generation. Nobody likes them except us. And we would go to Steely Dan concerts when we first started dating, and they would play these concerts at the Beacon, which is a tiny little space. And we'd sit like in the third row and we'd be the youngest people in the entire place. And we'd be up there like singing all the songs and dancing and really into it. And you'd see like all the boomers looking around and be like, look at these two over here. Look at these two kids who were totally into it. And that was our thing. Thought it was hilarious. So now I think it's really interesting that like younger millennials are getting into Steely Dan.
Well, it started with this Fleetwood Mac meme.
Right. That guy, remember the guy that was
the guy
on
drinking,
the skateboard drinking the cranberry juice.
The juice. So drinking the juice, hanging out, singing a Fleetwood Mac. So I guess people are going, oh, I saw this meme with Steely Dan on it, and I kind of like this now. So it's becoming a cult favorite.
Wait, what does Fleetwood Mac have to do with Steely Dan?
Well, it's just that 70s vibe.
So, but why that? There's a lot of bands from the 70s. Why Steely Dan?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they're saying cultural criticism, politics, memes are bringing up Steely Dan. So I've never seen a Steely Dan meme, but I guess they're out there. Mashups are another thing. Viral tweets, people are seeing it. Streetwear with their album art, people are seeing that now. So they're going, what is this Steely Dan? And they're checking it out and they like it.
It's funny you would say that, because I do have a Steely Dan t-shirt from, oh, I know what it is. I know what the meme is. Okay, I know exactly what it is. And I show this to my boyfriend. Okay, so there's a very cute dog who was left in a car, but a sign was left on the door, on the window, that says, please don't break the window. The AC is on. He has water and he's listening to Steely Dan.
Right.
That's the meme. That's probably the meme you're talking about.
Right. So kids are going, what's this Steely Dan? And right. They pull up Peg and they go, I kind of like this.
Right.
So it's growing amongst people. So now Steely Dan going to be popular. It's going to be all millennials at their concert.
No, remember Pitchfork did that article where they were like, Steely Dan is the greatest band you don't know. And they did the top 25 best Steely Dan songs. And they basically did it based on what, you know, 30-year-olds think. And they interviewed all of these kids that were like just coming into their Steely Dan-ness. So,
yeah, so this article just came out this morning at 6:30. It's on The Ringer if you want to read about it. But Steely Dan making a comeback.
Wow. I love it. I'm so ahead of my time.